Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. The shir should be a special schus. Nishmas, Morenu Rabbeinu Rav Nosson, Ben Revi Amram, is here tonight. And we're continuing our series of Shum in the Rambam. Tefillah 2:1. Bimei Rambam Gamliel, Rabbu Aminim be Yisrael, Rabbi Karsim be Yisrael. For I'm eternally so, I'm assisting us in Losh Mechre Hashem, Kevin Shiro, Shizu Gadul, and I call it Tzorch Bnei Adam, Gadul, and I call it Tzorch Bnei Adam. Amru Beis Dinu, Viskin, Baruch Ha'achas, Shiyah, Vashayilam, Lufnei Hashem, La'abed Aminim. Bukava Oisa, Tefillah, Kadei Shetei Aruchah, לפי כל, בכל, בכל, ונמצאו הברכה שבתפילת שעשה ברכה. אז בינתיים רם גמליאל, זה מחלוק את רם גמליאל, הנזקן, או his grandson. גמליאל הנזקן, who lived in the first part of the first century of the common era, or his grandson, who was the head of the Beis Din later, that was established by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, in Yavne, that's what the Doris HaRishonim holds. So there were many Minim, or Apikarsim. Chor the Gir says out Minim, and the censor changed it to Apikaris. But, and they were causing the Jews a lot of tzaris, and they were causing them to go away from Hashem. And when he saw that this is the biggest of man's needs, he stood up with his Beis Din and he made a takana of one bracha that there should be a she'elam lifnei Hashem. They should ask God to destroy these minim. And he was established it in tefillah in order that everybody should be able to say it. And it emerges then that the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei are 19. So everybody's going to be accustomed to saying this, and that adds on the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. Nesach the Rambam in this bracha is v'la mishumadim al tisikva v'chol aminim kerege yovedu. You have Mishumadim as an apostate, like a convert to a different religion. And then Minim are the heretics, non-believers, and Hashem and his Torah. The Rambam writes, Rabu Aminim b'Yisrael. So Minim includes the Mishumadim and the Kofim. Rabbeinu Manoach writes that in his time, Ha'ish ha'yadu v'talmidav, there was, I believe he's referring to Yashka and his Talmidim, and there were Sadducees and Baisusim, and they caused us a lot of trouble, and they were Kofrim, so the bracha is against them. Later on, he writes, Shem Meshumad Laver Stomach Minu. Somebody's a Meshumad, he's also some Stomach Min. He converted to a different religion, he doesn't believe in God, you know, God of the Jews, God of the Torah. So maybe Tzirim Yisrael, the Mishumadim, they would go and tell the Roman authorities on the Jews. And then they were Mesisin Osam Lashuv Me'achre Hashem. They caused them to follow Deus Kozvos, false beliefs. Now the Nusach HaBracha, the Rambam was Metaken, and it's based in, it says Mishumadim Uminim. And our Nusach only has, it's not even clear what our Nusach has, because again, the censor got involved over here. In the Rambam, L'chora, the right text is Minim. And in the Bracha, in the Nusach of the Bracha of the Rambam, what the Rambam has Mashumadim alti sikva, chol aminim kareg yovedu. We have a lamalshinim alti sikva, chol arisha kareg yovedu. So lamalshinim is the mishumadim. So maybe they change that. You know, they don't want to get in trouble with the Christians. So instead of the mishumadim, they wrote malshinim, those who tell on the authorities. But those are really the mishumadim. That's what mishumadim do. They go tell on the authorities. And the Risha is the Mesisim, those who subvert Jews to follow false gods. Like it says in the Targum in Re'ei 13:14, Yatsu Anashim b'nei Belial mikirbecha v'yatichu. The Targum writes, Nofku gavrin b'nei Risha mibeinoch. They have come out, those Rishaim, from among you. So that's the people who are subverting you from serving God. So therefore, our Nusach is a good Nusach. The Malshinim is a reference to the Mishumadim that the Rambam has. And then the V'chol HaRisha is referring to the Minim. And that's like the Nusach of the Rambam in his Nusach HaTfila. And again, we have here in our Halacha that we have a Tfila against these Minim. So the Minim include also the Mishumadim. Like Rabbeinu Manoach says, Shemashim Lavir Estamei Min. Rambam writes, "Shetia b'shele milifnei Hashem la'abid aminim." There's a request from God to be ma'abid aminim. Why shele milifnei Hashem? Because they're trying to cause us to go me'acharei Hashem. They want us to go away from God. So if we have a special bracha in front of Hashem, that He should destroy them. Rambam writes, first parak, Halacha Dalet, and the 12 middle brachas of the tefillah. Shem kemo avos lekol chefze ish v'ish uletzolche hatzibul kulam. These are like general principles, avos, for all the needs of man. And then you obviously have a lot of details that are included in each bracha. If they're avos, then they're toldos, like we see in the Rambam. Perek vov, halacha beis, that you can add on in every bracha. So these are the avos, these are the general ideas, and you can add on to your own personal requests that relate to this bracha. Those who suffer so the toldos. And before there were so many minim walking around, the need to destroy the minim was begeder toiloda. V'kalalu b'soich eze brocha. V'efshar shekalalu b'berkat hashivenu hashivah shifteinu. So originally, before there were so many and it necessitated its own bracha, it was included in a different bracha, maybe Yeshiva Shevteinu. Because it says in the Gemara in Megillah, 17b, Kevishin etztap kapzu goliath nasa din b'rishayim. Shenema, when there's a kibbutz goliath, so then din is done with the rishayim. And that's why Hashivenu, Hashiva Shevteinu Rishon is after tkab b'shofar gadol. So included in the and Kibbutz Goliath is right to Kabbi Shofar Gadol, and then you have a Shiva Shavtenik Rishona. So that Shiva Shavtenik Rishona is Din Berishayim. So that's the Minim. The Din was done with Minim. Now there's so many of them, so it necessitates, it requires its own bracha. So why? Because this is Gedola Mikol Tzorchei B'nei Adam. You hear this from what Rabbi is saying, the Rambam. He says, what is man's greatest need? You know what our greatest need is? To destroy the minim. In other words, those people who are causing people to stray from the right path. So the biggest need of man is that they should be destroyed, because alright, the purpose of life is to serve Hashem. And these minim and these mishumadim are trying to get people not to serve Hashem. So therefore, it's gedola mitzorchei b'nei adam. This is the greatest need, that there shouldn't be these people around who are subverting people from serving God. They're most dangerous. So that's why it mandated its own bracha. And it used to be a tolada, you can include it already in Hashiva Shavtenu. Talks about Ibud L'shayim. Now we say no, we want it to be an av. We want a mamish to be its own bracha, because there's so many of them. Loshen Rambam, Perek Aleph Mehilchos Brachos Halacha Yitzayin, Lama Yane Amen Bivani Yerushalayim, Veracharei Bilchas HaToiv VaMeitiv. He מפני שברכה זו בימי חכמי המשנה תקנוה, וכאילו היא תוספס, אבל סוף עיקר הברכה של מוזרים היא בונה ירושלים. Why do you add on Boni? Why do you say Amen after Boni Yerushalayim? Baruch Ata Hashem Boni Barachim of Yerushalayim Amen. Ah, it's not the end. You say Amen at the end of a set of brachas or tefillas. You say when you yourself are saying Amen, it's at the end. Here you still have a Tova Meitiv. And the answer is that the Ikar brachas end at Boni Yerushalayim. And Tovah Meitiv was a later addition. Lashon HaRambam later on, 7:15. It's man hazeh shetiknu birchas amina betfila, v'sifu ha-tovah meitiv v'birchas ha-mazon. It's man hazeh, they were metake in the bracha meminim in tfila, and they added on ha-tovah meitiv in birchas ha-mazon. Again, what's Lashon of the Rambam? Tiknu birchas aminim betfila, hosifu birchas atayva meiti bebirchas amazim. As midiktu gloshen harambam nira, that only atayva meiti is a hosofa. Birchas aminim is not a hosofa, it's not an addition, it's part and parcel of the tefila. Like the Rambam writes, v'nimtza ha-brachos, shevetfila chasre brachos. V'lechoyra hach gufa taima boi. Maishna birchas v'la malshinim bebirchas atayva meiti. So we have to understand why is Vela Malshinim different than Hatova Meitiv? They're both later additions. Why is Vela Malshinim part and parcel of the Tefillah? And Hatova Meitiv is a Hisofa on the Tefillah. So it's Pashut that since Bizman Hazeh, the Tolada became an Av. The subordinate, the accessory, the outgrowth became now primary, and it needs to be a bracha b'fnei atzma, and mela, it's included in all the other brachas. Like we said before, this beforehand it was a tolada, it could be included in Hashiva Shoftenu, but now it's an av. However, Lasid Lavo, Shikichrasu Aminim Yachzor Adavar LeKadmusa. But in the future, the Minim are going to be destroyed, and then it's going to be like it was, and there are only going to be 18 brachas. In Tainis 13b, it says that a Yachid Davin's 18 brachas in the Tainis, and the Tzibur Davin's 19 because they had Anenu. And the Mefarish says that a stam tefillah is called Shemoneh Esrei, because the bracha l'malshinim b'yavne tiknuah. Tesarid there, he writes, ve'enu nirali kevin de Shmuel hakadon tikna, ech shana atana chai. He said, I don't understand, says the Tesis read. Shmuel hakadon said to say this bracha. So how do we call it 18 bracha? How does it say in Tainis 18 brachas? They're 19. So maybe the answer is, and again, the Mefarish said, Stam Tefillah is called Shemoneh Esrei. So, since this bracha was decreed later, and it's going to be Batel Asid Lavo, therefore a Stam Tefillah you call Shemoneh Esrei. Because that's the Tefillah in its original form, is 18 brachas. The Yerushalmi brachas 4:3 says that Shmonesre brachos shebetfila him keneged Shmonesre pa'amim shenizkiru ha'avos biyachad b'tayla. 18 brachos in tefila correspond to the 18 times that the avos are mentioned together in the Torah. Canon. In the Shnos Elio, his Gersa and the Yerushalmi, is that the Yerushalmi explains that the pasuk in the parashas Bechukosai, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, Apis b'Yitzchak, Apis b'Avraham, Eskor, Avaretz Eskor, that's not part of the Cheshbon. because they are the Avos of Shelokis Sidron. First Yaakov, then Yitzchak, then Avraham. So it's not in the right order. So maybe the explanation is that if the Avos are Kisidron, that shows that they're one. And we find in Parshas Veschan, Tachas Ki Av Hashem is Avos Avosecha V'Yivcho B'Zaroi Acharov. V'Yotziecha B'Fanav. Rashi says Avosecha is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And they're called Lashon Yachid. Ki Avos Avosecha V'Yivcho B'Zar'o. Not Zar'om, Zar'o. And the Yisod is that's the Ikar Milas Avos, that's together the Tikkun of the Chet of Adam Arisha. All three together are fixing Adam, so they were like one. But that's only if they're Keseder. Their Keseder, then that's the proper way. That's their order. That's how they're metaking Chet Adam Arisha. Otherwise, not. So, therefore, the Takana of Yitchas Brachas Shevet Tfila, which is Takana Kfuah L'Doris, that's the Tzura Sakim of the Doraisa of Tfila. So this takan is b'korach ha'avos kulam b'yachad. Avram was mitakin shachrit, Yitzchak mincha, Yaakov ma'ariv. It's not three different takanas. Through all of them, we establish the tzur of tefillah, which is erev bokeh v'tzoraim. And since it was done by the avos together, it has an inyan of nitzchias, because that's going to be l'doris, the tzur askim omitzis tefillah d'oraisa, is shachrit, mincha, and ma'ariv, like the avos were mitakin. And therefore the minyan of the 18 brachas are connected the 18 times that the avos are mentioned in the Torah, but Torah's yechida achas is one unit, because that's their nitzchias, that they're one unit being metakin the chet of Adam Arishon. But when they're locus seder, it says in the Medrash that each one is has a schus independently. So there they're not mentioned as one unit. If they're not one unit, so you can't make a brach on tefillah connected that pasuk. That's the whole word of tefillah. It's because of the avos. But not the avos as individuals, the avos is a unit. And when they're keseder, they're a unit. When they're not keseder, it says in the medrash they're not a unit anymore. However, based on what we said, the bracha on Shinim is not a takana kfuah l'doris. So we said that when do the avos make Shmon Esrei, and it's 18 brachas that we have afterwards? It was 18 brachas. When do we say these 18 brachas connected the 18 times it says the avos? That's when it's going to be kavua. That's when it's nitzchis. That's a takana kfuah l'doris. But the 19th bracha, that's not kavua l'doris. That's going to be mizbatel. So maybe what's the pasuk in Parashas Bichul Kosai is connected to 19th bracha. 19th bracha is not nitzchis because it's not the avos, meaning pasuk is nitzchi, but not the idea of the avos being shelo keseder and each one having an independent schus. That doesn't symbolize nitzchis and memela, since it's only temporary. Each one of their independent schuyos, but not nitzchi, so that can be connected to bracha v'lamashinim, which is also not nitzchi. So we'd like to still discuss more about this. Hope. So much more to say. And Mitzvah Shem, we'll be able to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.